I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. The Nebraska women's basketball team improved to 13-1 overall, 2-1 in Big Ten play, and never trailed Tuesday night to the number 8 Michigan Wolverines as the Huskers got a 79-58 win at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the first victory over a top 10 opponent since 2014. Head coach Amy Williams.
Really excited for our team and our fan base just to be able to experience that in here.
Freshman center and Lincoln Pius, a 10th grad, Alexis Markowski got her first college career start and scored a team-high 20 points to lead the Huskers. Jazz Shelley had another double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds for Nebraska, and felt this was a statement win for them to be considered ranked in the top 25.
We really took that loss to Michigan State kind of personal, and we knew that we had to come out and show the nation that we can really compete with these top teams, so I'm just really proud.
Huskers are back in action Sunday against number 22 Iowa. The Nebraska men's basketball team plays at number 10 Michigan State tonight, tip-off at 6 on BTN. Then at 7:30 tonight over on FS1, the Creighton men's basketball team plays at number 19, Villanova. Boys basketball from Tuesday night, Lincoln Southeast held on for a 46-45 win at Lincoln North Star. The Gators missed a desperation shot at the buzzer to try to go for the win, but they nailed one at the end of the third quarter when Cooper Westland hit this to give North Star a four-point lead.
Westland keys up a shot on the way of the buzzer, and it goes in! What a turnaround! And Cooper Westland just heaved it up.
That's how it sounded here on KFOR. You can hear the game, by the way, on demand, the high school sports podcast page, KFORnow.com. Meanwhile, Southeast won the girls' matchup against North Star, 49-32. In other boys' basketball from Tuesday, Wahoo beat Lincoln Lutheran 77-56, and Wahoo upset the Lincoln Lutheran girls 38-37. The Nebraska Wesley men's basketball team went on the road Tuesday night. They got an 83-67 win at Colorado College, but Wesley fell in the women's game 49-41. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.